This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. As we do each Thursday, we get together with the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, running the Michigan and State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor, and our good friend Russ Collins. How are you today?
Well, I'm all right. And, you know, we should be excited about this film that's opening up at the multiplexes, but the reviews are kind of disappointingly weak. It's called Bob Marley, One Love, which, again, should be
a lot of interest.
Yeah, should be a lot of interest to you and to WEMU listeners. It's a music film. It's not a documentary, so it's a so-called narrative film that tells the story of Bob Marley and the difficulties that he encountered because of the political message that was used in his films and the people that didn't want that political message to get out in very murderous ways. They didn't want it to get out.
Right.
Bob Marley is played by Kingsley Ben-Adir, who played
Malcolm X.
He did, in One Night in Miami. But the reviews criticize the wigs just the kind of general, very tepid way that the story is told. So, anyway,
if it doesn't come off well, that'll be disappointing.
Yeah.
Such a great subject matter.
And that's what a lot of the reviews said. They said, you know, this should be a really compelling, great film, and it's a little tepid. So the reviews weren't vicious at all. They were just tepid.
Well, one thing for certain, the music's going to be good.
That's right. So anyway, that's opening at your local multiplex. And then opening at the Michigan Theater, at the State Theater, actually, is The Taste of Things, which was France's entry into the Best International Feature, which was a surprise because Anatomy of a Fall also had a great deal of French influence in it. And it is nominated for Best Picture. So although The Taste of Things was nominated for the Best International Feature, it's not one of the five finalists. However, it is an intoxicating looking film. It's set in 1889, and it's about a chef, a renowned chef, who has a personal cook. So he works all day as a chef and then comes home and has a personal cook. And the personal cook is played by Juliette Binoche. And Juliette Binoche is not only his personal cook, but his lover. But she refuses to marry him. And so, good for her. He decides that the ultimate love language for them is food. So he, for the first time, prepares a meal for her. And it really is a wonderful love story. The trailer is intoxicating, both in terms of the way the relationship is played, but also just in terms of the food that you're looking at and the preparation for it. So you either want to plan to eat before you come so that you can stay focused on the film, or plan to eat immediately after the film. Preferably some kind of French gourmet food. So The Taste of Things actually opened yesterday on Valentine's Day and will continue for the weeks to come. Opening on Friday are the Oscar Shorts.
Now, this is popular every year.
It is, and it's great. So the Oscar Shorts, there's three types of shorts. There's the live action shorts, which are narrative films. They're fiction films. And there's one from Canada called The After, one from Denmark called Invincible, one from the United States called Night of Fortune, one from the UK called Red, White, and Blue, and another one from the UK called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. So you can check that out, and then you can vote for what you think is the best one in terms of your Oscar pool. The animated films. Now, over the last few years, more and more of the animated films have not been for children. And this particular year, there aren't really very many that are for children. So you
got to be careful.
Yeah. And so that's just a little bit of warning. Doesn't mean they're great animations. They're wonderful animations. But there's a French animation called Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, which is a U.S. Animated film, Our Uniform, which is an Iranian animated film, Pachyderm, which is a French animated film, and a film that I think all WEMU listeners will be interested in, I'm certainly interested in, you probably are too, is War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko Lennon.
So, Hair for Peace, man.
That's right. And then the documentary films, which are actually shorter than usual. They're 20 and 35 minutes as opposed to 55 minutes. So this program's a little shorter than it usually is. Island in Between, which is a Taiwan film. Nene and Wei Po, a USA film. ABC's A Book Banning, which sounds really compelling, another USA film. And The Barber of Little Rock, a USA film. And The Last Repair Shop, USA. So USA has four out of the five nominated.
And I'm
best
a big fan of the documentary, so I think that'll be great. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins. I heard nothing but great reviews about the Gershwin concert at the Michigan Theater.
It was really wonderful. And we're talking to them about doing another Gershwin concert in about a year, maybe focusing on works that came a century before in 1925. But the Rhapsody in Blue concert was really, really terrific, not just for the Rhapsody in Blue, which had the original kind of Paul Whiteman orchestration, not a symphonic orchestration, but the big band orchestration that it originally premiered with. And it was great. And the theater was packed with folks that were there. It was a really great Super Bowl preview event that happened last Sunday. We continue that celebration with Shall We Dance, which is the 1937 movie that stars Fred Astaire, and he's a ballet dancer, and Ginger Rogers is a tap dance sensation, and it's the complications of their relationship and the dancing world that you get to see a lot of. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. Our late night classics continue with Get Out, which is tonight at 7:30, and then the traditional Friday later night screening, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, the 2013 film, is playing on Friday at 9:30, and then a week from today at 7:30, and then Godzilla versus Hedra, which is the U of M Center for Japanese Studies film series. That's going to be on tonight at 7:15. Go check that out. Next week, they're doing a film called Door, which we'll talk about next Thursday. That,
all
again,
right,
will be the 22nd at 7:15. The Korean Cinema Now series is doing Minari, which came out in 2020, and it was a really big hit, won the best foreign language film that particular year. And that's going to be Saturday at 1 o'clock. That's a free screening, as they all are, that's done by the Nam Center for Korean Studies. Our family-friendly film series on Sunday at 1:30 is The Princess and the Frog, the Disney animated film that is a lot of fun. Portrait of a Lady on Fire is part of our Romance Francaise series. That's going to be Monday at 7:30. The Color Purple, this is the 1985 original film version, which had a score by Quincy Jones, and it's part of our Quincy Jones series. The film starred Whoopi Goldberg and Danny Glover and a lot of other great cast members.
It was, in many ways, when it came out, groundbreaking, and it was so well done.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's going to be Tuesday at 7:30, again, part of our Quincy Jones series. The University of Michigan History Department is doing Twilight Samurai, which was a 2002 film about an 1860s Japanese samurai. Again, this is the History Department, and they're going to do a post-discussion screening led by Professor Hitomi Tonomuro. So you can check that out on Tuesday. That's going to be at 5 o'clock, and then there's the talkback afterwards. The National Theatre of Great Britain is back at the Michigan Theatre with a live broadcast of Fleabag. That's going to be.
Have you ever
Wednesday.
Seen that show?
Yeah, it's really terrific.
She's brilliant.
She is. She wrote and directed it.
We're talking about
it.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah, yeah, and it's if you haven't seen it, it's a not to be missed one-woman show of a brilliant actress and writer, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Kung Fu Panda 4, which is the first release film that's coming out in a couple weeks. We're doing a free screening for college students on Wednesday, a week from yesterday, at 7 o'clock. So no other information about that, but it's free, and you get to see it before anyone else does. The Teacher's Lounge is an Oscar-nominated Best International Feature that we opened last week. The critical consensus on this is it's a smart, provocative, modern parable with the heart of a thriller. The Teacher's Lounge brilliantly uses the setting as a backdrop for a look at how quickly even tight-knit communities can be destabilized. 98% positive views. It premiered at the Berlin Film Festival, and it's really not to be missed. It's in German with English subtitles. The Teacher's Lounge is currently playing. Origin, which I think everybody needs to see.
Had such a dramatic impact on Michael Jewett. It immediately made my list when he was just trying to offer a description.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a film directed by Ava DuVernay, but it's about the life of Isabel Wilkerson as she is thinking about and writing her book called Castes, The Origin of Our Discontent. You can talk about it for hours, but just go see it and talk about it with your friends.
Right.
Zone of Interest is another Oscar-nominated Best Picture. It's a German film with English subtitles. American Fiction stars Jeffrey Wright. You got to see that one as well. And then Poor Things, which is actually rating really high in the Oscar run for Best Picture. So we'll see what happens.
There is a lot to watch, a lot to look at, and let us know what you chose. Go see a movie and have some fun. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for stopping by and listening into this week's edition of Cinema Chat. We bring it to you every Thursday right here on 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.